GetSomeAnyWaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.VoiceSomeAnyWaters.org. Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Orlene Kula. Apparently, we have another guest, Mr. Weston, on. I'm going to have our producer get the number, and I'll give him a call right after the program. But, Orlene, are you there?
Dr. Stan, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you so much for being with us. And Orlene is the president of the California chapter of the Eagle Forum. And she's written a book on smart meters. I like to say smart meters for dumb people, and I don't mean to be derogatory towards people, but people have to understand there's an agenda behind smart meters. And it is not because they want to help you. It is because they want to run up your electric bills. They want to control what you do. It is part of a much larger agenda. The hidden agenda of 21, Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century, laid out by the elite, an elite group that really controls the world, because this is being done all throughout the world. And the purpose is to force you to change your use of electricity and to run up your bill and to manipulate you in such a way that you'll do what you're told to do, or you're going to be punished like a little school child. We're going to make your electric bill go up. Already, aren't an awful lot of people who've had those smart meters installed, aren't they finding their electric bill is going up, whereas they were told that this was to make their electric rates go down?
Yes, very much so. Here in Sonoma County, where I live, one family had a bill that was normally like $150 a month, and it suddenly went up to $900, and no more use in the home than what they'd normally been doing. There's another story that I have in my book of a family that had three properties, and it, together all those properties were like $500 a month. Suddenly their bill was $2,000. And they were not able to pay it and finally just had to leave their homes with this standing bill that is now like $9,000. So what they're telling us about our saving energy costs, in some cases, you know, maybe for a while that's going to be what is true, but once they have total control of our lives and once we're all on the smart meters and part of the smart grid, they can essentially tell you that you're using whatever electricity they would like you to be using, and they can put whatever high rates on us. It's outrageous what's already happening.
Well, now, basically, I mean, how can they get people to believe that their rates are going to go down when the rates go up? I mean, they tell us, oh, this is all about, we're here because we want to help you, you know, save money on electricity. Wouldn't you think people would be smart enough when they saw the electric bill going up to realize that the electric companies are pretty smart? This is done so that the electric bills will go up. I mean, this is part and parcel of Agenda 21. It's to get us to use less electricity to lower our living standards. Why can't people see that sort of thing, Arlene?
I think it's because people for a long time have trusted their government, and they believe the lies and distortions that the government is telling them. But I have learned over the years that that is not the case, and whenever someone says, I'm here from the government and I'm here to help you, you know, it's just the opposite. But I do think more and more people are starting to wake up. The group that we've been working with here in Sonoma County fighting this, most of them are Democrats, and we now for the first time have both Democrats and Republicans working together. And my booklet, the last chapter, is all about where this is coming from, and I go into Agenda 21. And so these Democrats are starting to use the word Agenda 21 now, too. And before, they never knew anything about it. They thought the United Nations was a good thing, but now they're finding that is not the case. And they're also finding that this is global. Agenda 21 is for the whole world. The European Union is much farther along with the smart meters and the smart grid than we are. And so a lot of my book is stories coming from Europe and the devastating effect it's having on their lives. We have a young man that's been corresponding with us from Holland who said that they tried to get a bill passed last year saying that anyone that refused the smart meter would be in violation of some economical crime and would be put in jail for 6 months. Well, fortunately, they got the bill stopped, but he's sure that they're going to try it again this year. So they're trying in every way they can to make it appear that this is mandatory, there is no way out. Well, in my book, I do the research on the federal law that was mandating, that was asking for this to happen. It's actually mandating it for the public utility commissions to offer it to their customers, but the customers are still supposed to have the right to say yes or no. So it really is not mandatory. So when PG&E comes and tells you this is and there's no way out, just you need to cite the bill because I have it in my book and they can just turn to that page and read it to them. So there's got to be a way out. We can't just sit down and let this happen to us without putting up a good battle.
Basically, it's all about bullying the people. I mean, it's forcing them to go along with the agenda of the elite. And I think people have to understand that this is not our government. Our government has been taken over by elite. Certainly, you go back and you find Andrew Jackson talking about them, about Thomas Jefferson talking about them. Certainly, Woodrow Wilson talked about them. He said, you know, since I've been in public office, men have come to me privately. Some of the biggest men in America in commerce and in manufacture are afraid of someone, afraid of something. They know there is a power so watchful, so subtle, so pervasive, so interconnected, so subtle, so complete, that they'd best not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. That comes from his book, New Freedom, in 1915. Now, Woodrow Wilson, certainly we know that the President Roosevelt, we have the letter he wrote to Colonel House saying, "You, as you and I know, other financial elements of the major centers that have owned our country since the days of Andrew Jackson, you need to get the information, ladies and gentlemen. There is a hidden group called the Military Industrial Complex, or what you will, is there." Right back.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th. No exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
Well, Dr. Dan, as I was saying, you know, there is an invisible government. Certainly, President Kennedy gave a talk about secret societies. He recognized there were secret societies, and he said you can't have a free society when you have secret societies. Certainly, President Reagan gave his speech on the Iron Triangle. And now, of course, these people are in total control. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. But this is their program. They intend to control every aspect, not of our lives, but of every person in the world. Every person in the world is being numbered today. You have a number. And, of course, that's so they can track you. Oh, no, no, your Social Security number, that's so we can help you when you get to be old. We're from the government, and we know they are not there to help you. They're there to control you. And if you get out of line, they're there to destroy you, to crush you. These are wicked and evil people. They're the invisible government, not the visible government we see, but the people work behind the scenes who control the leadership of both political parties. They're about to destroy the value of everything you have. They're intentionally in spending it into oblivion. And you've got the Democrats who want to cut $36 billion from the budget, and the Republicans who want to cut $68 billion from the budget. And we're talking about a deficit of $1.65 trillion this year. And they know. I mean, it's all laid out by Cloward and Pivot in an article in Nation magazine in 1966. We can destroy the nation by spending it into oblivion. And that's what they're doing. And now they're in the process of creating inflation, and it's going to have a profound impact on everybody's life and running up the cost of gasoline. But what they're doing intentionally is running up the cost of your electricity as well. Everything that has made our lives comfortable is going to be taken away from us. And if people aren't involved, they have nobody to blame. The smart meter, however, is the most obvious manifestation of what they're doing. And Orlean is on the front line, and she's written a book about this. Orlean, basically, whose idea is the smart meter? How does it work? Are there health hazards? And how are they able to get by putting this over on the American people without a public outcry? Oh, I've heard these experts say, oh, why do you get more radiation from a cell phone than you get from these smart meters? Using ridicule, but you only have a cell phone on part of the time. Yes, you do get more radiation, and it does do harm, and it does create brain cancers, and it has a profound impact on your brain over a period of time with prolonged use. But you're only going to use a smartphone, pardon me, a cell phone sometime, that smart meters are attacking your brain all the time. You pick up the story there. What about the health hazards of the smart meter, Orlean?
Okay, well, first I'll answer your question where this is coming from. In the last chapter of my book, I also mention a book that was written back in 1932 under FDR's reign. It's called Technocracy. And they had already figured out way back then that someday we would have the technology so advanced that they could have a 24-hour surveillance of our homes. That's why George Orwell was inspired to write his book, 1984, where Big Brother would be watching us 24 hours a day in our homes. That's exactly what the plan was way back in 1932. And I have a big article written by Patrick Wood, who has the August Review. He's the one that discovered this book and wrote an amazing article about it and gave me permission to put it in my book. So that was the original plan, and now with the advanced technology, it is now able to be implemented. The smart meter will be giving pulsed radiation coming into our home every 15 seconds, every 15 minutes, but it will also be able to keep control of data coming from your home. And as you mentioned, the radiation is truly affecting people's health. I'm actually flying to New Mexico this afternoon, where I will be testifying at a hearing that the state legislators are having about the impact of the smart meter on people's health. I'm being flown there by four medical doctors who are really concerned about this and have been concerned for a long time. And I guess they're so impressed that I, as a Republican, am fighting this, because they're all Democrats and they now have a new governor who is a Republican for New Mexico, and most of the people on this health committee are Republicans, so they thought maybe I would have more persuasion with them. They also want me to bring my books and give them a copy. But I'm impressed with the information that they have as medical doctors, and that's how we got connected, corresponding with each other. They are very concerned about the radiation of these meters and what it's doing to people's health. People who are highly susceptible to electromagnetic frequency waves are already complaining of headaches and nausea. It's affecting the DNA of people, and eventually they're afraid it's leading to cancer. The radiation causes the cells in the body, as you know, as a medical doctor, to clump together. That's why there's such a big rise of little children having leukemia, because they're being bombarded by these radiation waves from cell phones, from all the other, the cell phone towers. Our whole world is just so full of radiation, but it's called an electromagnetic smog. We don't see it as you would a normal smog, so people don't really know how it's affecting them until later they develop brain cancer from all of these cell phones that they're using, or leukemia, or some other form of health problems that were being affected by it. So as you mentioned, with the cell phone, you can say, no, I'm going to turn it off, or I don't want it. You don't even have to buy it. But the smart meter, you can't. It's put on your home, and you didn't even have a say about it. Most of it happens when you're not even there. Or they come and say, we're just going to turn your electricity off for 5 minutes. It won't disturb you, and you have no idea what they're doing until you suddenly discover you have a smart meter attached. They're being very sneaky about it because they know the vast majority of Americans do not want this. So that's how you end up with it without even knowing about it.
Well, what do we know about the danger of these electromagnetic waves? Well, certainly we know that there have been studies that have shown that cell phones do damage to the DNA and can lead to cancer. How do we know? Well, the University of Washington did studies on that. My best friend graduated from the University of Washington, and so the alumni bulletin told this story. After the scientific studies had been done that showed that cell phone radiation, that transmitter held right against the side of your head, actually damaged the DNA and predisposed to cancer. The University of Washington was threatened and told that they would get into all sorts of trouble and lose all sorts of grants if they dared to publish the truth. And they were so infuriated by that that they published the articles, and you could find it, at least you used to find it, be able to find it on the Internet simply by typing in the University of Washington threatened cell phones, DNA damage, something like that. And they put it out their alumni bulletin, and they actually published the articles. Now, of course, they was not covered by the mass media. Why? Because there are six or seven major corporations all tie into the Brotherhood of Darkness, all CFR-based. That would be Time Warner and AOL and Bertelsmann and Disney and Viacom that controls CBS and the people who control GM and Disney and Fox. I mean, they all tie into the Council on Foreign Relations. They're all in on the scam. Some play the part of conservatives, some play the part of liberals, and neither side are going to tell you the whole story intentionally because they don't know, want you to know. They're damaging the children. The children are so much more susceptible, and so many of them have cell phones, but so it's the same sort of radiation you get from the smart meters, only you can turn off your cell phone. My cell phone's fine. If I'm on the road, I take mine with me so I can call in case of emergency. But you can't turn off your smart meter. Cell phone may be with you a few minutes a day, a few hours a day. The cell phone, the smart meters with you 24 hours a day. And don't some give off a great deal more radiation than others, Arlene?
Yes, we've discovered that every 500 houses, a super large smart meter is being attached because that is being used to collect data from all the other 500 houses. It's kind of an inter-collection device that then sends that data on to a tower where it will be picked up to send it on and transfer it to PG&E. So they have these inter-collection devices, and anyone that has that on their home, they're getting even more radiation, but they're not told about it either. We do have a man who's been investigating some of these homes, and he has a measuring device that can detect just how much radiation is coming out of them, and it is much larger than the others. And my good friend who lives in Marin County, she actually has one of those on her home, and she cannot sleep there at night. She has to go stay it with a friend every night because it's just on the other side of her bedroom, and it's affected her health. I also wanted to make mention there's a visiting professor at Georgetown University School of Foreign Service named Devra Davis, Ph.D. She's written a book called Disconnect, in which she exposes research about the radiation from the cell phones. And according to her book, she says it is connected to the cell phones are linked to DNA damage, memory loss, Alzheimer's disease, cancer, breakdown of your brain's defenses, and reduced sperm count in men. But this is not what the cell phone industry wants you to know, and most of the tests that are revealed to the public were financed by the cell phone industry. So, of course, their tests are going to be a little slanted and not give the truth about it at all. Most of the cell phones, in fact, all of them, should have a warning device on the package when you buy them, but it's not there. And they should actually give the SRA, which stands for Surrounding Radiation Area, and they don't give the name of or the high number of that either. So most people don't have a clue just how dangerous the cell phones are. But it's not only cell phones, it's your wireless phones inside your home. They should never be put up to your cheek either. In fact, the one I'm using right now, I have on speakerphone, so I can hold it away from my head. So we need to be aware of that inside our homes as well. We're surrounded by radiation we're not even aware of.
And, of course, it's, the further away from your head, why of your body, why the safer it is. But you hold that cell phone up next to your brain, for half an hour, as so many people do, or the portable phones in your home. We have a portable phone in our home, but we, as soon as that thing rings, we have an idea who it is, we race in and get on a regular telephone. Understand, the studies are there. They're being actively suppressed by the Brotherhood of Darkness because they really do want to kill off the majority of the people or destroy their minds. These are evil and wicked people. All you need to do is read what these things say, if you haven't actually, what these people say. If you haven't read my Population Control Agenda monograph, we actually have the copies of UNESCO Courier. When Jacques Cousteau, that great humanitarian who used to swim the dolphins, talked about the necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a day. He's talking about your children. He's talking about your children.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, I can stand back here, I guess, is Orlean Cooler. And if you have a question or comment, our number is 1-800-1877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. This is an important issue. It affects everyone in your state, everyone in this country. There is a plan, and it is to drive up your electric bill and to harm you and your family. And it is part of a worldwide program. And if you get the material, get the information, why, you're going to realize how important this issue is. We have to have something that Cindy will get the people up in arms. And what will it take? Are they going to wait till they've destroyed our economy, till they've impoverished our people, till they get the price of gasoline up to $6 or $7 a gallon, till they've destroyed our economy, till they've impoverished our people, till they've made them sick, till they let them die because they have cancer treatments and they will not allow them to be used here because they're from the government and they're there to help, but not the people. They're there to help the pharmaceutical industry and the people who are exploiting cancer. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here's something, an issue that affects everyone, and people can begin to understand it, especially when they see their electric rates going up. Now, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Before we go on, Orlean, I want you to tell people how they can get in touch with you and the work that you're doing. We are carrying Orlean's book. As a matter of fact, she has got a great new book out by Stealth and Deception, which you should get and read. Excellent book on Agenda 21. And then, of course, we are carrying her small book on the smart meters. But how can people get in touch with you and the work that you're doing?
Well, they can certainly call me. I'm going to be gone for a few days to New Mexico, but my home phone number is 707-539-8393, and that's here in Santa Rosa, California. And I would be happy to send them a copy of my book from here in my home, or they can certainly order it from you. And I know you just have asked for another order to be sent to you, so I think it's just fine if they order it from you. Also, I did want to make mention of the book that you just told them about by Stealth and Deception. The total title is USA Transformation and Its Parallel to the European Union. The last chapter, I have all of the quotes from some of the elite who are really pushing for this one world government and total control of our lives. And the one that you gave by Woodrow Wilson is there, as well as another one, and I wanted to just briefly make mention of that. This was said just shortly after his first wife died in 1914, and he had just signed into law the Federal Reserve in 1913, and they believe he was having remorse because he knew his wife had just passed away and what was going to happen to him when he passed away. He said, "I am a most unhappy man. I have unwittingly ruined my country. A great industrial nation is controlled by its system of credit. Our system of credit is concentrated. The growth of the nation, therefore, and all of our activities are in the hands of a few men. We have come to be one of the worst ruled, one of the most completely controlled and dominated governments in the civilized world. No longer a government by free opinion, no longer a government by conviction and the vote of the majority, but a government by the opinion and duress of a small group of dominant men." And you certainly have written about those men in your book called The Brotherhood of Darkness, which I quote in this book as well. And it is, and that, as he mentioned, we are under control. Well, when the smart meter is put on our home, you cannot believe the control they will now have over our lives and the way that they can now look into our homes. They'll know when you are there and when you're not there. They'll know who is there. They'll know how many people. They'll know what area of your home electricity is being used. They'll know when your refrigerator is on, when your dishwasher is being used. They'll know when your washing machine is used. And someone is collecting all of that data. Of course, the Public Utility Commission is collecting it, but then it can be sold to the highest bidder. And I mentioned that in my book as well. there was a wonderful scientist who put out a video called The Dark Side of Smart Meter. His name is Rob States, and he is an MIT scientist. He actually helped develop the chip that's inside the meter, so he knows what it's capable of. And he says that this is one of the biggest things that he's concerned about, is the collection of data that will be coming to the Public Utility Commission. Someone could pay a lot of money to know if their appliance is being used in your home at what time, and they believe that that is one of the goals behind this as well.
I think it's so important for people to understand that the smart meter is the first step. Then there's the smart appliance, and that'll be coming along, what is it, next year? That they're
yes, 2012. They are going to be putting, they already are. A huge effort is being done now this year by all of these various manufacturing plants to put the RF chip into these various appliances, and we will then have to have new appliances next year because the smart meter will have to speak to the appliances. And I have a book or a chapter in my book about all of this. One of the articles is, will your appliances be spying on you?
And basically, the smart appliances will have a chip in it, and that chip then will be able to electronically send a message to your meter and will say, I'm being used now, or I'm not being used, and I'm a dryer, or I'm the dryer, I'm a clothing dryer, I'm being utilized, a washing machine, I'm being utilized. And, of course, they want to be able to get this into your air conditioning, and they want to be able to turn down your air conditioning when it's hot, and turn down your heater in your home when it's cold. They want to be able to control every aspect of your life. And you say, why, that's stupid. No, it's not stupid. It's diabolical. They know exactly what they're doing. They want to control everything about you. If anybody would like to see the letter, and I found it personally back in the Sterling Library at Yale when I went to Colonel House's papers in 1980, the letter that FDR wrote to Colonel House, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Colonel House, saying, as both you and I know, the financial elements in the large centers has owned the government of the United States since the days of Andrew Jackson. He's writing in October of 1933. Andrew Jackson came to power in 1833. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. This is real. This is a nightmare moving into. Everything going on is manipulated. The raising of the price of gasoline is long planned. The uprisings in the Middle East is planned. The coming of Trump, American people, is planned.
Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue, as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245. This is Danny Golden inviting you to join me and Ron Douglas, organizer of Denver's Self-Reliance Expo on April 8th and 9th. Attend hourly presentations and workshops like protecting your family during economic downturns, first aid, food competitions, and more. With over 100 exhibitors, there's something for everyone. Be a well-equipped, self-reliant household. Receive a $2 discount on admission by purchasing your tickets online at selfrelianceexpo.com. That's selfrelianceexpo.com. Show up at the door for your tickets and tell them KHNC sent you.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, here at Arkansas Pittsburgh, I guess, morning, Ordine Pula. And if you have a question or comment, maybe you disagree. Maybe you think that, that's crazy talk. Nobody would want to actually raise our electric bill. Why? They tell us this is all about making electricity cheaper for us. And, it must be a mistake. Maybe the meter isn't working right when the price goes up. No, ladies and gentlemen, they want to drive up your cost of electricity. They want you to use less electricity. After all, everybody knows, are we running out of electricity? Are we running out of water? Are we running out of fresh air? Are we running out of natural resources? We've got to restrict what the evil people are doing, are using all that electricity. We're going to control them because we're from the elite. And we're going to have plenty of electricity, but they're not, and we're going to make their lives miserable. But they'll be so grateful to us, you know, after it would be giving them maybe a little bit more electricity down the line, as we control them more. And, of course, it's the old Stockholm syndrome. You love your master. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Everything is placed with the dictatorship. Everybody in America has a number. In fact, they're doing this all over the world. Everybody in India is being numbered today. Everybody in China is being numbered. They have their cameras every place in America, and they're installing more all the time. Everybody has a card of some sort, a Social Security card, a credit card, a grocery card. They're keeping track on everything you buy. They have dossiers. The FBI has a dossier on you. The CIA has a dossier on you. DARPA has a dossier on you. NSA has a dossier on you. So they are putting those together in the fusion centers. Go up on the Internet and look up fusion centers, F-U-S-I-O-N. There are 50 or 60 of them off of the Office of Homeland Security so they can coordinate all of those dossiers on you. And, of course, they can watch you by the GPS satellite. Those satellites in the sky we had to put up there to monitor the wicked communists. So why are we still keeping them up there? So they can watch you, so they can track where you go with your car. Oh, isn't it wonderful now? They can tell us just where we are so they can help us get to our destination. Isn't that nice? And then they can watch you from the sky, and they can listen to what you say on your cell phone because there's software they put in there, and they can listen even when it's off. We have these wonderful new iPods, and they're getting so cheap, and they've got two cameras in them, and it's just like 1984. They'll be able to watch you whenever they're turned on in the home. Will they be able to watch you when they're turned off? Reread 1984, where they watched, they had the cameras in every room. They were watching you every place you went. Well, now you have if you have a laptop computer, it has a camera. And, of course, you can, isn't it wonderful? You can talk to your friends and see them, and they can see you. But if the lid is up, can Big Brother watch you even when it's turned off and you don't know about it? And now we have the iPads, and it's not got one but two cameras in it. Oh, isn't that convenient? Front and back, no matter how it is, it can watch you. Why do they get the price down so low? Because they want everybody to have one, and people are rushing out to get them. They know exactly what they're doing, and they laugh at how stupid we are. Carlene, certainly there is a tremendous movement. I mean, I know that you're on the front lines of this movement with the smartphones. This is one of the greatest issues we've ever had, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And the fact that they have done it so secretly, I didn't know anything about this until last October when we had Deborah Tavares come and speak in my home. And I was so amazed, I immediately wrote a resolution about it for the Republican Central Committee the next evening, and it was passed unanimously. I wrote a three-page article about it, sent it out to all of our Eagle Forum state presidents across the nation, and that's how the group of doctors in New Mexico, it was sent on to them, my three-page article, and that's how they then connected with me. But it's more and more people are waking up to this, but the fact it's already so late. 7 million smart meters have already been deployed, and that's the word they use. It's a military term, have been deployed in Northern California, probably about the same in Southern California, and across the nation, who knows how many. And, of course, in Europe, they are far advanced to where we are. I did want to make mention, we got an email from a family in Switzerland who had just moved there. They said that they turned their washing machine on at noontime, and a few minutes later, it turned itself off because the smart meter had told the washing machine, sorry, this is the peak time of day. You may not do any washing right now. And then a few hours later, it turned itself back on and finished the cycle. So that's how these smart meters will work. What if you needed your clothes immediately for some big occasion? That would not happen. You will now be controlled by this insidious device, sending radiation into your home, ruining your health, and controlling your appliances.
And, of course, basically, they want to be able to turn down your air conditioning when it's very hot, because, they know what your temperature should be, not you. It's not a decision you should make. They want to be able to turn down your heat. If you have electric heat, or even if, in the wintertime, because whether you have to have electric heat or gas heat, they want to determine what the temperature should be.
And you had mentioned how they are telling us that, we must conserve energy, we must conserve water, we must conserve everything. Well, it's because they're not allowing us to build any more oil drills or anything to give us more energy. And they want us all to have smart cars that will be plugged in overnight. Well, where is the electricity going to come from to charge up those cars when they won't allow us to have any more electrical plants? Coal mines are being shut down. They won't allow nuclear energy. They won't allow offshore drilling or drilling onshore, and we have vast supplies of oil.
Morning, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much. Talk to Bill.
Bye-bye.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue, as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th. No exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Doc, and this is a very important issue, and we do carry Orlean's little book. It's about 90 pages. It's inexpensive on smart meters. You need to get it. She's done a great job. You need to get her other book, By Stealth and Deception. It's certainly the best book I've seen on this overall subject of Agenda 21. They're bringing it in secretly. They don't want you common people to understand that there is an elite who know what's best for you. And, of course, the last thing they want you to know is their whole idea is to lower your standard of living and impoverish the American people. And that's why they are intent upon bringing inflation to America to run up the costs, to run up the cost of oil. You know, so they have Devin, they have the beginning of the revolution in Libya one day, and that very day the price of oil starts to go up. Do you honestly think it was because we interrupted the supply of oil that day that the price of oil went up? Of course not. That was simply used as the excuse because you're gullible enough to believe it. You're gullible enough to believe what you see on television and what you hear on the controlled radio and what you read in the controlled media. Now, of course, they're moving in to control the Internet. They just spent out $315 million for the Huffington Post, and they're going around and buying up the conservative websites. Anybody who tells the truth, they'll offer you a great deal of money or they'll threaten you. And they've tried to, of course, they tried to buy off Jesse Ventura. They tried to buy off Daniel Esselin, who's written about the Bilderbergers. They tried to buy off Alex Jones. And they have, of course, they've succeeded with a lot of people. So the gentleman who was the governor of the state of New York, who got caught with the expensive prostitute. First of all, they embarrassed him to actually have to give up his position as the governor of New York, and then they gave him a television program, and you can see him on television. They simply bought his silence, and he's going to go right along with them. It's the easiest course to do. They can destroy you. They can make you again. They can do whatever you want to. But once you've sold your soul, of course, they own you. And certainly that happened, unfortunately, this is the way that the game is really played. So understand that there are few sources of information that are valid. I believe that your programs on this network are valid because I don't get paid, and they haven't offered me millions of dollars yet to alter my position. I believe we're involved in a spiritual battle. There are powerful forces of evil behind what's going on. You need, of course, to get Orlean's material, her book, By Stealth and Deception, her book on smart meters. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. To understand sustainable development, you need to hear my talk on sustainable development, The Road to World Governments, available on DVD. I need the syllabus with that because The syllabus contains a summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment, which is part of the master plan, the Earth Charter, part of the master plan, and then you get separately Agenda 21, which comes from the United Nations. They're not publishing it now because we've called enough attention to this. The last thing they want the public to understand is there is a plan. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-8-IV-WAR. SBR and Britpac today.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than